Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today is again our Bishop, Bishop Robert Brennan. Welcome, Bishop.
Always a pleasure.
We're continuing our conversation. I know that this has been going on for several weeks, so maybe you're getting a little tired, but we are getting to the end of this conversation. Our conversation has been on Bishop's kind of vision for the diocese, especially as it connects to Pope Francis's document, The Joy of the Gospel. Let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, giver of all good things, you fill our heart with joy. Form us to know you evermore and to witness to your love and your mercy in this world. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bishop, the last time we were talking about missionary disciples. Our Holy Father kind of envisions that each of us is a missionary disciple. And then he goes on to say that as missionary disciples, we need to be formed. Though we can be witnesses in small ways or in larger ways, nonetheless, we need ongoing formation. And he says in paragraph 121, of course, all of us are called to mature in our work as evangelizers. All of us are called to offer others an explicit witness to the saving love of the Lord, who, despite our imperfections, offers us his closeness. We're called, the Holy Father says, not to remain mired in mediocrity, but to continue to grow. So I think the first point is this maturity in Christ as a disciple. What does this look like, Bishop?
Well, you know, I start with the conversation we had last week when we spoke about, you know, you don't need to be a doctor of the church to be a missionary, that it's really that experience of having Christ. But you never want to stay in the same place all your life, and you have to go deeper. So now we talk about maturity. Maturity is that spiritual maturity, that Christian maturity, is becoming more and more known to and knowing Jesus Christ. It is becoming more confident in our experience of him, in what he teaches us, in our own ability to articulate some of that. So the Pope then calls us, once we've had that experience, to go deeper in our relationship.
And I think, in my mind, there are a couple elements of this maturing. Maybe you might want to comment on them. But the first is the ongoing encounter with Christ as a crucial point. And especially, I would say, in the Eucharist and in confession. And, of course, the Holy Father talks about us not being mired in mediocrity, but growing to being perfected.
That's a great expression, mired in mediocrity. You know, he does. The Lord created us for a certain kind of greatness. The Lord created us for life and life in abundance. And so in any part of our life, it's not sufficient to be mired in mediocrity. But yes, it's we talk about that personal dialogue with Jesus Christ. We need to be connected with him in the Eucharist regularly. And you mentioned reconciliation. There we see ourselves, we focus in on our sins, but we also see ourselves through Christ's eyes. And so we see who we're called to be, and we see that we are indeed greater than our sins, and that the sins do mire us down in either mediocrity or even in bad situations.
Part of that maturing also is in the life of prayer, too. That as we encounter Christ in prayer, you know, we really learn gradually by the prompting of the Holy Spirit what it means to pray. How does one, generally speaking, you know, not we don't have to go too in depth in it, but I mean, generally, how do we as disciples mature in prayer and in our relationship with Christ through prayer?
Well, I always call people, wherever they are in the journey, don't lose sight of the basics. You know, the Lord has given us certain tools and continues to give us certain tools. Never lose sight of the prayer that the Lord gives us, the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. That is so rich, so profound. If you really mean what you're saying, or if you try to understand what you're saying, that's a very rich prayer. So there are things in the treasury of our church that help us to pray. But, you know, there is as maturity goes along the way, if you could have that sense that Christ is always with you, instead of daydreaming or talking to yourself, you might find that you're speaking to the Lord, just pouring out your heart.
Mm.
You know, the disciples on the road to Emmaus discovered that Jesus was actually walking with them, and the first thing he did was he listened to them. He didn't do all the talking and the explaining. He listened to them. He's with you. Listen, you know, just pour out what you're thinking, where you're going, what's worrying you. You'd be surprised when you realize that you're not alone.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me is Bishop Brennan, and we're talking about this process of ongoing formation or ongoing maturing as missionary disciples, certainly a maturing in our prayer, and mm-hmm. even to the point where we recognize that we pray always, recognizing
That's right.
Christ's presence with us at all times.
But we need to do that consciously.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's not just talking to ourselves or to an imaginary friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's recognizing that he's really and truly with us and speaking to him. You know, but going back to the traditional prayers, Pope Francis is a big fan of those traditional prayers, mm-hmm. isn't it? Isn't it interesting how he keeps going back?
Yeah.
You know, he'll be talking in a conversation and say, why don't we all say Hail Mary together?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I think, and it's the simplicity. You know, a lot of times, you know, there are these sophisticated people who criticize the pious practices of simple people, but those pious practices contain a rich understanding behind them, you know, and though, you know, the woman who is praying the rosary every day may not be St. Thomas Aquinas, she nonetheless has a deep understanding of the faith, and a mature understanding of the faith than most theologians.
And she's contemplating the face of Jesus through the heart of her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Through the heart of Mary.
Yeah. Beautiful. Now, in addition, I think, to this, this ongoing maturity, it also does require, even though we don't have to be theologians, we do need to become more comfortable with Scripture and our knowledge of Scripture, and more comfortable with the Church's teaching, and especially the Catechism mm-hmm. of the Catholic Church. What role does that play, ongoing Bible study and ongoing catechesis, in this maturing?
You know, it's interesting you say that. Bible study is kind of picked up around here. When I say around here, I mean all over the country. And I think there's a lot of good in that. I'm not sure exactly what it means all the time. But I think it is generally healthy to read the Bible with others and to share our experiences. But we can't turn the Bible into something that's subjective either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me it says... The key thing, I think, in the Bible, especially for a beginner, is focus on the Gospels and focus on knowing Jesus. I think, you know, and the letters of Paul can be incredibly inspirational. I think you can move to those, and mm-hmm. that's where we really proclaim the resurrection of the Lord. But focus, just get to know Jesus Christ. I don't know. I know I say that a lot, but I can't say it enough.
Yeah.
The Gospels.
And I think even with catechesis, to see the connection of what we believe to the Scriptures and to the reality of Christ.
Right. And so that's where I think some of the Bible studies come in. If we have something that's guiding us along the way, different organizations, different parishes might have study guides that help pose the questions mm-hmm. that can draw us in deeper. Understanding the catechism, exactly.
And I think there is the danger, as there always is for two things. One is we just want to do different activities, you know, basically be professional disciples, you know, and
right.
and keep going to the newest Bible study. Or we just want to accumulate facts and doctrine, you know, like in the sense of knowledge of doctrine. But, you know, to do a shout out to Sister John Paul, you know, of the Dominicans of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, we had a really nice conversation about a month ago on catechesis, and really authentic catechesis brings us to Christ.
It does. Absolutely, it does.
So, and I would also throw in, which I think we can in our next conversation, is that I think all of us as missionary disciples need formed, ongoing formation, maturing in how we witness as well.
Yes, taking into account the different tools that are available to us, and for both ends, for the discipleship and for the missionary part. There are all kinds of tools and ideas out there.
Excellent. Well, let's end with the prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, mold and form our hearts that we might mature in our work as evangelists, that we might mature in our role in our life, our identity as disciples, especially in the life of prayer, that we might come to a deeper and authentic knowledge of Jesus Christ, your Son. We ask this through the same Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This has been Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Bishop Brennan. Thank
you,
Bishop.
It's great talking with you. Thank you.
Great to have you. And until next time, peace and all good.
A reading from the first letter of John, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is.